Next week marks 50 years since the events in Detroit, most commonly known as the Detroit Riots. This week and next, Michigan Radio is looking back on the summer of 1967 in a series we're calling Summer of Rebellion. Now we're going to hear a story from Michigan Radio's Sarah Hewlett that first aired 10 years ago after she sat down for a conversation with her grandfather, Dan O'Mara. O'Mara was a police officer in Detroit's 10th Precinct and was on duty when the unrest began.
My grandfather has a gift for argument. In his younger days, he moonlighted for labor legend Jimmy Hoffa. As my granddad puts it, he was hired to stir things up at meetings. These days, he mostly stirs things up at his kitchen table with whatever family member is sitting next to him. Recently, that family member was me. We were talking about the fact that I live in Detroit. I think of my decision to live there as an investment in the most historic and interesting city in Michigan. My grandfather does not see it that way.
Oh, I think you're a fool. I do.
My granddad has a similarly blunt assessment about his decision to move his family out of Detroit in 1967. He says the block on the city's northwest side, where the O'Mara clan lived, was not exactly a tight-knit community.
Nobody got along. Fighting bunch of bastards.
Part of the reason for the acrimony was that my grandparents had 12 kids on their 40-foot lot. He says their neighbor on one side put up a hedge to keep those kids from running into his yard, but hedges can be jumped.
So what does he do? Puts a barbed wire through there. Barbed wire. And I know the kids were upset. They were upsetting him, but geez, you had to go, you know. So that's why he had to get the hell out. He had to get out of there.
So he and my grandmother moved their children to the farmhouse where he grew up, on a dirt road just a few miles off Lake Huron. My granddad didn't have enough years in with the Detroit Police Department to retire yet, so he continued to work, driving back and forth from the farm to the city. About a month after the move, he was working his regular weekend shift in Detroit's old 10th Precinct when the riot started. I asked him what he thought about the police department's reputation for brutality against the black community.
Well, I think they were. We were. I mean, let's not forget that. Yes, we were. There was things that I did that I'm not proud of. I'm not proud of. No, there was things. I think you have to go back to the old Irish when the Irish came over here. They weren't well liked either, you know. And I think it was the same way.
The stereotyping of a whole community was something my grandfather could relate to as a grandchild of Irish immigrants. But it was a way of thinking in the police force that he took part in, even if he recognized its bigotry.
I don't know why we didn't get along better with them, but we didn't. You know, they were troublemakers. You just didn't trust them at all.
When I press my granddad on some details, he often has a frustrating answer. That's just the way things were. And he's just as sure about the way things are today, like the fact that living in Detroit is a bad idea for his granddaughter.
You have no right there. No right. None.
What do you mean?
Because that's not a place for a young person.
Who is it a place for?
Old person's home or something like that.
Why do you say that?
Because there's no place for. They don't want you down there.
Who's they?
The people who live there.
I live there.
I know, but you can't walk the streets. Where do you go for gas for your car? You can look around. You got to do this. You can't go shopping. You can't go to your doctor. There's no doctors. Nothing in the goddamn place anymore.
I'm not sure what I can tell my granddad that would make him understand why I live in Detroit, but I do think I have a purpose here. It's to tell the stories of the people who have not left. I'm Sarah Hewlett.
Sarah Hewlett is Michigan Radio's senior editor. Her story first aired in 2007. Her grandfather, Dan O'Mara, passed away in 2014. Sarah is still living in Detroit with her husband, where they're now raising two kids.